Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to a bonus episode of Utopia Talks. It's Jaguar here, and this is just an extra special bit of content that I'd love to share with you. If you haven't listened to both parts of the Under the Lights documentary, I highly recommend you check those out first. They feature conversations and insights from people like Annie Mac, Talia, The Blessed Madonna, Girls Don't Sink, and so many more, as we explore themes like safety, diversity on lineups, and representation. If you have already listened to them, well done to you, and thank you. It's been amazing to see the response so far. At the end of episode 2 of Under the Lights, we spoke about the importance of supporting new talent. It's something I'm very passionate about and been very interested in since launching my Future 1000 initiative, a free online course for female, trans, non-binary people taking their first steps into music. It was so rewarding doing this course back in 2021 and giving back to the new generation. We had the likes of Jada G, Timanti and Baklava involved, and you can find out more at future1000.org. While I was making Under the Lights, I spoke to Rosie, aka Badly Drawn Banana, the best DJ name ever, by the way, about what the course meant to her.
I actually found out about the course from the Ministry of Sound. I asked my music tech teacher to sign me up while I was still in school, and while COVID was still pretty much rife. I didn't have much confidence or access to DJing equipment, and opportunities were really scarce during the pandemic. Meeting all of those like-minded people in what is predominantly a male-dominated industry made me feel like I actually had possibilities as a 17-year-old. I learned how to DJ from Jaguar and her amazing guests that she had on the course. And then when I actually got to do it for real after winning a contest, my whole world just opened up to all of these amazing opportunities, and it makes me feel honoured that someone actually thought I was good enough to do it. Future 1000 is a great platform for minorities from all backgrounds to learn about the industry and kickstart their journeys with support from those who have overcome the same obstacles.
It's so amazing to hear that, and this is exactly why I do what I do, and that's just so wholesome. And I'm excited to see what Badly Drawn Banana does next. But the conversation I'd like you to hear today is with Kimmy. Kimmy started their life in music as a classical musician and has since ventured into the world of dance music. Since taking that step, they've caused a splash on the scene, been made a BBC Radio 1 future star, and they've remixed the likes of George Michael, DJ Seinfeld and Jasper Tigner, and they've released a whole load of truly beautiful tunes that I'm a big fan of. For Kimmy, it goes beyond the dance floor. Kimmy is the founder of Honey Sound, a network supporting women, trans and non-binary creatives in music and sound production. They're an example of somebody empowering others and inspiring change, and I wanted to have a chat about it. Have a listen to this.
My name is Kimmy. My pronouns are they, she, and I am an electronic music producer and artist.
Kimmy, great to have you here. As well as being a sick DJ and artist, I love that you're also the founder of Honey Sound, which is a network for women, non-binary and trans creatives. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so Honey Sound was a passion project that I started. Well, I tried to start a couple of years ago in lockdown, just because I found myself, like, as a non-male person doing music production, I found like a lack of community. All of the people around me that were doing what I was doing were men, and I had a lot of friends who were like male producers, and they're great, but I felt a little bit lonely, and I started Honey Sound just on a selfish level so that I could meet other people that were doing what I'm doing. And from there it kind of grew, and we started doing events over the past couple of years, and we're about to go into a series of workshops at Dalston Superstore.
Tell us a little bit about the workshops at Dalston Superstore.
So we have this upcoming series of workshops at Dalston Superstore over the next few months. We have four amazing workshops with four amazing guest speakers, yourself included. Ooh. And we are starting tomorrow, actually, starting off with Julia Tess, who's going to be taking us through music production using Ableton. And it's for women, non-binary and trans music producers. And I can't wait.
Amazing. So what do you hope to achieve from putting on these workshops?
To be honest, I just want to help people find community. I want people to have a safe space to connect and learn from each other and share resources and support each other. And I think Superstore is the perfect space for that. They've been so helpful in putting these things together. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I love Superstore. I've had many a good time there.
Me too.
And how important do you think it is to have a safe space to learn your craft in?
I think it's integral. I think that being in a space where gender roles aren't assumed is important so that everybody feels like they can take up the space that they need to take up and feel confident and supported in doing so.
And what you're doing with Honey Sound is sick. And what do you think the rest of the industry could be doing to nurture non-cis males, essentially?
I think just keeping diversity in mind and giving attention and focus to people on a conscious level, regardless of who they are and how they present, and just being aware of their unconscious bias when it comes to teaching and working together and collaborating, and just seeing everybody as equals, really.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're all striving for sure.
Yeah.
And where do you want to take it then, Honey Sam? What's the future looking like for you?
So we're starting with the workshops, and I definitely want to grow the workshops and for that to become more of a thing. But I'd also like to have lineups at festivals and stages at festivals where we focus solely on women, non-binary and trans artists and DJs and producers. We have a club night coming up in the summer, and I'd like to continue to do those. But alongside growing the network and community, I'd really love to push for more women, non-binary and trans people on lineups.
Amazing. Very much needed. What would you say to those people out there who are like, oh, why do we need stuff just for women and non-binary and trans people? You know, what about the men? Why can't we all be together? What would you say to them?
I think we absolutely all can be together, but the problem is, I think the figure is less than 5% of music producers are not men. And that is something that won't change without focus and creating space for those numbers to grow. The point is to create more of a balance. And yes, absolutely, we should all be working together on that. But I don't think that will happen without the focus on the minorities.
Yeah, nice. That's kind of more of a long-term goal, isn't it? People can feel safe to build up, and then they can re-enter the space as equals and feel accepted. And that's where real integration can happen, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously Honey Sound is quite a new thing, but have you already seen there's quite a lot of demand for it? And have there been any really positive stories that you can share from it?
Yeah, there's been a really positive response to it. I'm kind of surprised at the response to it, because at the moment, my manager's helping me out, but I'm just running it all on my own. It's like a passion project for me. So having people that I don't know reaching out saying that they want to be involved is just, it's mind blowing. I love that it's touching people in that way. I actually had an email a couple of days ago from a student who wanted to do work experience at Honey Sound. And I haven't replied to them yet because I'm we don't have the facilities to do that at the moment because it's literally just me. But the fact that someone wanted to do that, I was just mind blown. So it's been a really positive response so far.
Oh my God, that is so cute. That's amazing. Yeah. You should be really proud of that.
Thank you. And also I've had like a lot of messages from male producers in my life who saw, like I put out one Instagram story kind of explaining why I founded Honey Sound in the first place. And a lot of men reached out to me just being like, you know, their own stories with it and being like, if there's any way I can help, like, let me know. Which I was kind of surprised at, which is nice.
That's great. Yeah. There's some good allies out there for sure.
Exactly.
It was great to chat to Kimmy. You can find Honey Sound on Instagram at Honey Sound, that is H-U-N-N-I Sound, where there's loads of information about how you can get involved. Their workshops at Dolson Superstore are running until the end of May, and I'm actually going to be giving a talk on being a DJ on the 31st of May, so I'd love to see you there. I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode of Utopia Talks. Let me know what you thought at Jaguar Worldwide on Instagram. And I'll see you next week with another bonus episode.
Ooh.
Next time with Lagoon Femshema, the first DJ to do a boiler room set in drag. Thanks to my super producer, Katie Baxter, for producing this episode. And I'll see you next time.
Utopia Talks is a Stack production. And part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.